What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A quick word of explanation about yesterday being a repeat show with no warning. About an hour before we were going to go on the air, all of a sudden Claire comes and says she's not feeling very well. And if you know anything about Claire, if she says she's not feeling well, she's not feeling well. And she was running a fever that was going up very rapidly, and we have a little blood oxygen meter, and her blood ox level was very, very low, sufficient to where I thought it was necessary to take her down to the hospital. And that's why we had to basically have a repeat emergency. Claire is much better today, thanks to everybody who sent in their wishes and get well and everything. She's recovering. I'm trying to get her to rest. And unfortunately, I don't think she's going to be up to doing our third hour tomorrow as she normally does. But she's definitely a lot better today than she was yesterday. Must be something going around. Everybody's sick with something here, and John, our boss, is out again today. I'm going to be taking the first hour of his show, and Tim Spencer, who's the host of Rural Survival, will be taking John's second hour today. So you may, you're going to want to tune in for that as well. What was really kind of disquieting for me is by the time Claire actually got to see a doctor, she was starting to feel better. And the doctor came on in and just sort of guessed that it's some kind of flu bug. And that lack of certitude was very, very upsetting. I'd raised the possibility of an illness called histoplasmosis, which is a possibility because the windows behind the altar at the church where Claire's the choir conductor have this huge accumulation of old bird's nest, and they can be home to the spores that cause histoplasmosis. And I said, we should check for that because it can present as the flu. And I sort of got a shrug, and they said, eh, maybe. But anyway, they send us home. Claire's feeling better. No doubt we'll get a huge bill for whatever is not covered by Medicare and the supplemental insurance. But it was almost like we were just sort of being run through the process, and we don't actually know what happened to Claire yesterday, at least with any degree of certainty. All righty, let's get into the news here. Trump is vindicated after the violent riots erupted in the Swedish suburb. It looks like a war zone. Apparently, somebody on a train in Sweden threw some liquid at some passengers, triggering some breathing issues there as well. Trump was right. Sweden is dealing with a lot of negative effects from their open border policy that's being covered up. And apparently, we're getting a confirmation from a Swedish police officer who came on out, and he was a senior detective, Peter Springer, said the Swedish authorities are covering up the massive crime wave among these migrants. And it's all to look politically correct. It's all to look good. It's all up to that. And he's risking not only his job, but jail, because apparently in Sweden, if you blow the whistle on the government's cover-ups there, they can put you in jail. Apparently, at one point, police were forced to shoot at the rioters. But the prime minister, Stefan Löfven, was on Twitter slamming Donald Trump for claiming Sweden had any kind of a crisis because of its open borders policy. Now, here's where it gets into the real twilight zone. According to Berkeley professor and former U.S. Secretary of Labor Robert Reich, the riots in Sweden were triggered by Donald Trump's comments. Everything was just beautiful in Sweden until Donald Trump said there's a problem. And everybody said, oh, Donald Trump says there's riots. Let's riot. Let's go smashing property and attacking people. I mean, it really is ridiculous. Now, you've probably been hearing about how whiners among the Democrats are now talking about invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from office on the claim that he is mentally ill. Now, of course, all mental illness is subjective. There is no scientific machine that you can be hooked up to that will have a needle swing over and say you're manic depressive, you're psychotic, you're neurotic, whatever. It's all subjective by somebody who's talking to you. The guy who wrote literally the book, the Psychiatric Diagnostic Manual, which declares the desire to eat healthy food is a mental illness called orthorexia nervosa. That guy is saying that, as far as he can tell, Donald Trump does not suffer from the distress and impairment required to diagnose that he has any kind of a mental disorder. So if this guy who sees the desire for healthy eating as a mental illness is saying he doesn't see symptoms of mental illness in Donald Trump, this idea of the 25th Amendment is pretty much over and done with. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting into the crybaby alert mode here, as it were. John Podesta is now out there still, all these months after it's all over, he's still out there trying to explain away Hillary Clinton's defeat in terms of anything that has anything to do with Hillary. And he's now saying forces within the FBI wanted Clinton defeated. It's all the FBI's fault. That's why James Comey came on out and reopened that investigation. Well, Comey's hand was forced by Anthony Weiner, who is under investigation up in New York for yet more of his sexting with underage girls. And the New York FBI, New York authorities found State Department emails on that laptop. And they basically said, either the FBI is going to deal with this on the national level or we're going to go public. They forced Comey's hand. But the reality is, if Hillary and her people had been playing by the rules, there never would have been an FBI investigation. And what John Podesta needs to understand is the American voters are sick and tired of the Bush-Clinton duopoly. They're sick and tired of the existing political establishment that over the last 30 years has ground this nation down into third world status. Nobody liked Hillary Clinton. And no, she did not win the popular vote because of all the massive fraud that's been detected. Now, Chuck Schumer is out there. He was interviewed on The View, saying America's hope lies in Republicans breaking with Trump. He wants the Republican Party to abandon Donald Trump before 2020. And he's out there saying that Donald Trump's agendas are against what America is all about, which is a very fluffy, fuzzy statement. We're supposed to just hear Chuck Schumer say, you know, Donald Trump is against what America is all about. And, oh, yeah, well, he's against. Wow. Okay. Now, my position is this. Dear Chucky, we the people can decide for ourselves what America is all about. We don't need you to decide for us. We don't need The View to decide for us. And frankly, we are a little bit angry at the constantly displayed attitude by liberals that they and only they know what is best for the nation, when we can see with our own eyes liberalism's failures across America and Europe. If you want a firm definition of what America is all about, it is in that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But we are seeing a government that's literally in chaos and paralyzed by its own faction fights here. John McCain apparently did an interview with the New York Magazine in which he's basically literally declaring his hostilities on Donald Trump and everybody who supports him. Because John McCain is a globalist, and like all the globalists, especially George Soros, they see the Brexit vote and Trump's election as a serious impediment to their plans for a global government and a global private central bank. Now, Barack Obama, who has stayed in Washington, D.C., he did not, in fact, move out here to Oahu, to this very nice house that he somehow managed to buy. Which is great for those of us on Oahu, because the traffic jams around anywhere Obama is are just not to be believed. But apparently, Obama is organizing for action, and he's partnering with a Soros-linked group, Indivisible, to disrupt Trump's agenda. And you have to ask, at what point does this cross the line from political activism into outright subversive activity? Now, let's take a little bit look at the corporate media. There was a major Freudian slip on MSNBC. Mika Brzezinski basically came on out, was talking about her concern that the American people are starting to believe Donald Trump more than they believe the corporate media. And she was out there bemoaning the fact that if the economy worsens, if unemployment goes up, Trump could have undermined the corporate media's messaging so much that he can actually control what people are thinking. And then she says, that's our job. This needs to go viral. This lady on MSNBC literally admitted the job of the corporate media is to control exactly what people think. We've been saying that all along. Now we have them actually openly admitting it. Apparently, the Washington Post is claiming that the tarring of the Ron Paul Institute is some kind of Russian propaganda. Blame Russia, blame Russia, blame Russia. The article appears to be another step in the effort to deter people from looking at alternative independent sources of information by labeling those information sources as traitorous or near traitorous. Now, they're not going as far as they did last time, where they listed a whole bunch of websites, including mine, as obviously arms of Russian propaganda. And they had to back off on that when their provenance fell apart. But that's the message out there. The independent media is the enemy of the country. CBS's new CBS News new motto is real news. Talk about desperation on the cusp of madness. But the reality is, weaponized news has been a curse on our society, going all the way back to Horace Greeley, to the abuses of William Randolph Hearst. And they all loved wars because wars would sell newspaper. They loved disasters. Now, interesting article was over at Slate saying it's time to give up on facts, because there's a more useful weapon to control the minds of the American people: emotions. So now they're moving away from outright lies to emotional appeals. And we've seen that used already. The drowned Syrian boy on the beach, and it turned out they relocated him to get a good picture. And it turned out the boy was actually the son of the captain of the smuggling ship. But they're trying to play you with your emotions, to make you feel sorry for this or that group, to make you hate this other group, to sell you another war. Now, the corporate media lately has started censoring their own comment sections, and in many cases removing them. Especially on controversial stories, comments will not be available, because studies have shown that the reader comments on a story have more influence over the opinion of the reader than the article itself. So the corporate media's answer is, well, we're going to chat out of here. You're spoiling our party here. Article out of katehan.com. The CIA plot against alternative media, basically saying that since the end of World War II, through Operation Mockingbird, the CIA has grown accustomed to controlling the information given to the American people. And they don't like the fact that they're losing that grip, that they're losing that dictator tyrannical control. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here because the phone lines are filling up. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing there, Mike? Mike, two things. One about Insane McCain.
Yes.
This guy, you talk about the 25th Amendment. There should be some way of dealing with this guy, because this guy is not only insane, he's dangerous. He's out there. I think that he's violating what he's in another country where he wasn't invited to, in Syria. He's trying to drum up trouble, and he's probably trying to start trying to reassure the terrorists that they're going to start being rearmed again. Okay, now they got Flynn out of there, like, you know, and then they got the, I guess, this McMaster's. I don't know who he is really that much about him, but I
well,
don't trust him.
Trump has issued a direct order to the Central Intelligence Agency: no more support or supplies to the rebels who are fighting against Bashar al-Assad. And now that doesn't mean the CIA isn't going to set up some kind of a smuggling ring. But for John McCain to be over there, clearly at odds with the policy of the executive branch, means he's in violation of the Logan Act. Just because you're a senator doesn't mean that you cannot be found guilty of the Logan Act. In fact, when Charlie Wilson was doing what he was doing over in Afghanistan, technically he was in violation of the Logan Act because what he was doing had not been approved by the White House or the State Department.
I'd even go further with McCain. I think he's guilty of treason. Him and his buddy there, Lindsey Graham there.
Yes.
I think these two clowns, and I think they're dangerous. And I think it's Trump. Trump has got to start really putting a hammer down. He's really started getting
tough. He really does.
He's got to start arresting these guys for because these are crimes they're committing. This leaking of this information, these are crimes. And he needs to start arresting them, and he needs to start making sure they go to jail. And that would, I personally think some of these guys could actually be executed for treason in a firing squad, but I'd just be happy to have them put in jail. And stop this stuff with McCain being, well, he's a war hero. He's a war hero.
He's not a war hero. We all know that. He cooperated with the enemy. He made recordings for propaganda purposes. The only reason he was not charged with treason on his return to the United States of America was Richard Nixon issued a blanket pardon to all returning POWs, which was an honorable thing to do. But then McCain turns around and starts spinning this thing about how, you know, he was, he survived torture and he can't raise his arms because of that. The injuries to his arms happened when he ejected from his airplane. He was sent to Russia to get the best medical care he could, and he cooperated with him. He's not a war hero. I mean, look at all the planes he destroyed on the Forrestal. One more, and he qualifies as an enemy ace.
Did they really send him to Russia for treatment? I didn't even know that.
No. When he was captured by North Vietnam, they sent him to Russia to get better medical care than he could get North Vietnam, and they did it in part because they knew his father was an admiral, and they wanted to sort of curry some kind of favor or good feelings with the admiral by taking good care of his son.
No, I didn't even know that part about them being that they sent him for medical care to Russia. See, this stuff all on the fake news media that doesn't come out like that. You know what I mean? They won't tell you that stuff.
But their job is to keep you from ever seeing just how corrupt and dishonest and crooked people in government are, with precious few exceptions, Cynthia McKinney and Ron Paul, and Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, what's his name? Robert David Steele. You know who he is, right?
Yes, I'm finding out now.
He says his nickname was Songbird McCain. So I guess he got that for a reason. And I remember of the Vietnamese, the guy who was the warden of the prison there in North Vietnam, I think he was a colonel of some kind. He said him and McCain used to play chess at night. Now, I didn't believe it then, but who knows? It's very possible. What do you think?
Well, I think it's very, very possible. Most people's image of a prisoner of war camp comes from way too many movies about World War II. But if you're in command of a prisoner of war camp, it's in your own best interest to keep everybody relaxed and happy and as comfortable as possible, because then you're going to have less troubles to deal with.
Yeah, you would think so. But, I mean, remember, we're talking about a third world nation at the time and, who wasn't very happy the way they were being bombed and all that, you know?
Well, we understand that as well, but just from a pragmatic approach, if you're commander of a POW camp, you're trying to keep things as calm as possible. Anyway, listen, we're going to have to let you go. We're coming up here on a commercial break. When we come on back, more about fake news, fake searches, and boy, wait till you hear what Google just did to natural news. We'll be right back.
You
your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this was actually going to be referred to a little bit later in the show, but since we're talking about Insane McCain, or Songbird, as his friends know him, remember how McCain has been leading the charge about Russian interference in the 2016 elections? WikiLeaks just released numerous documents confirming that John McCain solicited illegal campaign donations from Russia in 2008. And he solicited them from the ambassador who was assassinated last week. So there you have McCain in a nutshell. Russian interference in the election is only bad if it's helping his opponent, but it's good if it's going to be helping him. It's still illegal. And by the way, Russia did refuse because of that legality issue. All right, we're going to take a phone call from James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Hajimemashite. What is on your mind today?
How are you, Michael?
Doing good.
Good. Sorry to hear about Claire's illness.
Yeah, well, she's definitely much better.
I'm happy to hear that. I was listening to your show last night in my bathtub, and I was about to call you, and I heard my own voice talking to you on the phone, and I was like, oh, man, the guy's not around, you know?
Yeah, well, it was a bad scare because, first of all, Claire and I rarely get ill. Second, this was very serious between the high fever and the plunge in her blood oxygen level. And normally we like to stay away from doctors, but in this case, I figured this was not something that vitamins were going to be able to help with. And as I said, she's much better today. She's at that point right now where I'm having a hard time getting her to rest. But that's just Claire.
Well, you're a good guy and you're a good husband. I think you can do it. And keep that lady healthy, because I love hearing that woman talk every Friday.
Me too. But she,
as good as you are.
I agree with you. She's probably not going to be able to make it tomorrow, but she'll be back the following week. Okay.
I liked your last call. I think McCain is a scumbag who is totally giving the false news to everybody in the media. And what do you think about that?
Well, I can't understand why the people of Arizona keep voting him back into office, especially after the Keating 5 scandal. But maybe the people of Arizona didn't. There's no rule that says election fraud is confined to the presidency. Okay?
Okay, that's all I have to say today.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. And don't forget, it's all about the children. Remember during with this whole series? It's the children, Mike.
Yes.
And the white helmets. You know, they just don't tell you that we armed the terrorists to kill the children. You know? And when the refugees ran out of the country, it was for the children. What a load of crap this whole thing is, Mike, I swear. I get so mad, you know. It's such
yes.
a joke, you know. And the same with the Ukraine, you know. Those evil Russians invaded Ukraine. First of all, they didn't invade the Ukraine, but they always leave out the part how us, including NATO and the EU, was responsible for the coup in the Ukraine. You know, that's kind of an important fact to...
The American people don't need to have their tiny little brains troubled with that kind of detail. They don't need to know that. I mean, you know, that really is the attitude. That lady on MSNBC just basically admitted what we've known all along. They see their job as controlling what we think. They don't see themselves as informing us, as giving us information so we can make our own decisions. They literally see their jobs as controlling what the American people are thinking, and they're losing that right now, and that's why they're in a panic. Because a nation of free-thinking Americans absolutely scares the heck out of the establishment.
Well, don't you find it funny how all these indie theaters are going to run 1984? Where have these people been for the last 60, 70, 80, 100 years? We've been living in 1984.
we've gone past 1984 at this point. All right, Dustin, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials. We're going to take one more phone call after that. Then we're going to close the phone lines because I have got a lot of news to share with you today. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a lot of stuff I need to get to. James in Charlotte, North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello, Mike. I just wanted to mention a couple of things. By coincidence, I happened to be watch the clip of the Morning Joe yesterday. You mentioned at the opening of your show about that remark that Mika Brzezinski made about the public opinion being controlled, that it was the job of the media to form public opinion. And really, the show just went downhill from that. Everybody should take a look at the clip of that show, because Joe Scarborough went on to compare Trump to Mussolini and Lenin from the remarks that he claimed that Trump made, which he actually did not.
Yes.
Question. questioning the legitimacy of the federal judges that went against his immigration ban. And then he went on from there to say that our economy is built on illegal immigration, so we should go ahead and legalize it.
Boy, oh boy! I mean that's the shark. Of course, I don't watch these shows anymore. I'll tune into Fox to see what the government's lying about today. But at this point, I don't pay any attention to corporate media other than it is pointed out to me by our readers and listeners. Hey, it's a big steaming pile of bovine excrement over at the Washington Post, and you got a comment on it, and I'll go on over and say, yes, it is indeed a great steaming pile of bovine excrement, and I'm going to comment on it.
Well, yeah, I just had heard about that remark that she had made, and I wanted to just watch the clip of the show, and then they just kept going back and forth around the table, and it just got worse and worse in terms of.
Why do you torture yourself by watching it? You know, I have somebody who writes into me every day about all the stupid things they're saying on The View, and I'm saying, why are you still watching it? You know, it's raising your blood pressure. Go on over and watch something that's a little more truthful or at least a little bit more entertaining, because, you know, even if you're watching The View to yell at them, it's still being counted as a viewer. And helping their numbers and their ad revenues. But at this point, we need to turn it all off and just stop paying attention to the liars at this. Because, again, they are very much afraid. They've declared war on the independent media, but all we have to do is ignore them, and their war on the independent media is going to be rather pointless. And anyway, James, going to let you go here. And before I move forward on this whole media war, I've heard this argument before, that our economy is now dependent on the illegal immigrants. No, it is not, because the vast majority of the illegal immigrants are living on social welfare programs of one form or another, and you cannot prosper an economy by taking away from the people who are being productive to give to people who are not being productive. If we had jobs for every single American, and then we had jobs for the immigrants as well, creating something of value to sell to other countries, then you could justifiably say our economy depends on illegal immigration. But at this point, we don't have enough jobs for our legal citizens, and the illegals, by and large, are a burden on our current social welfare systems all across the country. And so the numbers don't work out, and it just absolutely makes no sense. Now then, getting on back to this, apparently Google has made the decision to purge its databases of all links to news articles on naturalnews.com. Now, Natural News is a website we go to on a regular basis. They have a lot of articles about toxic food additives, a lot of articles critical about vaccine safety and so forth, which is apparently why it's being done. Google has now decided that they are going to pander to corporate America by filtering their search results so that articles about the dangers in the products produced by corporate America are not available to the casual users of Google. Now, at this point, I don't use Google anymore. I use Yandex, and there are other search engines out there that are not using the Google platform. A lot of search engines out there are actually wrappers around Google itself, but you need to find a search engine that is not doing this, and you need to start using it, because Google is now deciding for you what you need to know and what you don't need to know. Just like MSNBC, their job is to control what you are thinking, to make sure that you think vaccines are safe, that GMO is healthy, humans are warming the earth, and so forth. And apparently, Google has done this to other websites besides naturalnews.com. They haven't gotten around to me just yet, but I figure it's only a matter of time. So you really ought to think about dropping Google and just going to Yandex. Now then, Project Veritas has started releasing audio recordings made from inside CNN. They've released 119 hours. They've got another 100 to go. and apparently the audio was being recorded in 2009 by an anonymous source inside CNN's Atlanta headquarters. They've got a mole inside who was just disgusted with what was going on. What has come on out now so far on the audios is CNN was misrepresenting polling data to you, the viewing public, which we certainly saw that on full display last year. Oh, Hillary's leading in a landslide. She's going to win in a landslide. There's no way Donald Trump can catch her. Wrong. So, the Huffington Post has now deleted an article that appeared on their website saying Trump was right about Sweden. Apparently, somebody called up and reminded them of the narrative they're supposed to be following. Oh, open borders are good. Open borders are wonderful. There's no rape crisis or violent crisis or crime crisis connected with immigration. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the White House has now issued a directive to the Central Intelligence Agency to halt support to any groups that are opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, mostly connected with that Free Syrian Army, 95% of whom are not even from Syria. They're hired mercenaries. And, of course, the Syrian commanders are saying, oh, it's only going to be temporary. They'll come back. They'll be supporting us. John McCain was just over here promising us the weapons would resume. And again, the fact that he's a senator does not mean that he cannot be in violation of the Logan Act if what John McCain is doing in Syria is not what Donald Trump wants done in Syria. John McCain's job is supposed to be Arizona. And that's it. And yes, he serves on some committees that have a national reach, but his reach and authority stops at the border. Foreign policy is solely the province of the White House and the Department of State. Anybody who goes on out and conducts foreign policy outside the authority of the White House and the Department of State is guilty of violating the Logan Act. They can go to jail for that. He should go to jail for that. Anyway, Syrian rebels have captured al-Bab from ISIS. The Syrian army is aimed at the ISIS stronghold of Deir Hafar. And by the way, a short while ago, there was a near-miss incident where a Russian plane and a U.S. Air Force plane came very close to each other, and the U.S. Air Force was saying Russia was behaving unprofessionally and they were being dangerous and they were being provocative. Well, they've had to back on down because apparently records of the actual encounter are showing it was the Air Force that was behaving badly and unprofessionally, and the U.S. Air Force Command has now apologized to the Russian Ministry of Defense. And of course, it's considered impolite to mention that Washington was trying to blame Moscow for the incident early on. Okay, now then. As you know, last week, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations died unexpectedly. One day before his 65th birthday, was a very energetic man in good health. Apparently, the autopsy has not been able to determine a cause of death, and they have now called for toxicological and other screenings that may take a few weeks. In other words, they didn't find anything obvious as to what he died from. They've ruled out the obvious things like heart attack and stroke and so forth, and now they're basically looking at the issue of, was he poisoned? And we have had four of these top Russian diplomats die just in the last 2 months. There's a lot of wet work going on by somebody somewhere. Certainly Ukraine's tantrum at the Security Council to block a resolution about this ambassador, Churkin, makes them look like they're guilty. Story coming out of Russia today is pointing out how Vitaly Churkin was very well liked. He was popular, he was energetic, he was funny. And anybody who met him would realize there was a serious problem with the corporate media's portrayal of Russia as always bad and evil and underhanded and nasty people. And by the way, I went through that too. When I was a kid, height of the Cold War, Public school books were just teaching us all Russians were evil, all Russians hated Americans, all Russians couldn't wait to rip our heads off, and all this other stuff. And then actually started meeting Russians, both through my work at NASA and then later my work in film computer animation. I was there at SIGGRAPH the first time Soviet students were allowed to attend. They were very nice people. I had no problem with them. I remember one time when I was working in Europe, I got snowed in at Frankfurt and got to spend a lot of time with an Aeroflot flight crew. And with the exception of the Zampolit, who was paid to be a jerk, the crew were quite wonderful. And I remember the pilot's son wanted to be a cosmonaut. And I had, on the outside of my travel case, I had a whole bunch of my pins left over from my days with NASA, and I took them off, and I said, here, give these to your son. He was very grateful. They're good people. They're just like us. Kennedy had it right. We all breathe the same air. We all walk on the same earth. We all cherish our children's future. Now then, Marine Le Pen is hailing Theresa May for avoiding a Brexit apocalypse. And Le Pen is surging in the polls. Britain's economy is doing quite well, in contrast to all the doomsayers saying that without that lifeline to the EU, Great Britain was going to be instantly destroyed. Now, the United States has dispatched the USS Carl Vinson Carrier Group to the contested South China Sea on what are called freedom and navigation exercises. China is calling this deployment as threatening and damaging because from China's point of view, that is the South China Sea. And there are numerous past treaties that say, yes, that set of islands and that part of the ocean does belong to China, going back to the end of World War II. Now, Israel has once again launched a strike with warplanes on the border between Lebanon and Syria in a pre-dawn raid, and we knew this was going to happen. As soon as we started hearing all this noise about bomb threats at synagogues and vandalized cemeteries, it was pretty obvious Israel was going to do something nasty because this is their pattern that they do. And interestingly enough, a nearby Muslim mosque has been raising money to help repair the cemetery. And apparently the Jewish Telegraph Agency ran a story admitting these bomb threats were a hoax. There were no bombs. It was just out there, oh, feel sorry for us, we're Israel. And even when we go and drop bombs in a conflict we have no legal business being in, you should feel sorry for us and look the other way. Now, last week we were talking about released documents in which Colin Powell confirms Israel has nuclear weapons. And now it is officialer. The Pentagon, after 5 decades of pretending otherwise, the Pentagon is now confirming officially that Israel does indeed possess nuclear bombs. So, all during that 50 years, when the government knew Israel had nuclear weapons, every penny of your tax money sent to Israel was illegal under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, which prohibit the U.S. government sending any kind of aid to nations in possession of nuclear weapons technology that refuse to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Israel has not, and refuses IAEA inspections, which Israel refuses. I think it's time we, the people, got a refund. Because our government had no business sending that money to Israel in the first place under U.S. law. And I think as long as we have Americans sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters, the government has no business sending a single penny of our tax money to anywhere else on planet Earth. And to me, that is a big part of what putting America first really means. We take care of our own, we take care of our people, we take care of our infrastructure first and foremost. And if we have anything left over, maybe then we can be generous to other countries. But when other countries are getting vast sums of America's money at the expense of America's infrastructure and standard of living, something has gone seriously, seriously wrong. Now, Justin Trudeau is proving himself very pro-Israel, and it is in stark contrast with the Canadian people, who by and large tend to have a lot of common sense. The latest poll has found 91% of the Canadian people do not see criticism of Israeli government policy as anti-Semitic. They see it as criticism of a government's policy, which is the same thing I've been saying here. Only Israel insists criticism of what they do represents hatred of who they are and their religion. That's like trying to shut up criticism about Nazi Germany by saying you just hate Germans. That's how absurd it is, and yet Israel does it, and the corporate media lets them get away with it. We'll be right back after these few words.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay, unemployment gets
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Let's talk about the economic news for a little bit. A very troubling article coming out of Investment Watch blog. Virtually everyone agrees that the current stock market valuations are not sustainable and that a crash is coming. And what they're talking about is an overvalued market. Now, in theory, the way the stock market was originally set up to be run, the price of a stock was directly tied to its actual value in terms of earnings, dividends. And you were expected to pay a price for a stock that represented a multiplier of that estimated value, so that over the years you would eventually recover the cost of the stock and then you'd be into profits, long-term steady investing. Unfortunately, when you are manipulating the stock market, when you're dealing with speculators who are buying and selling stocks and trying to ride the volatility, as it were, the market can get driven up as a whole, and the stock prices start to get out of touch with their real valuation. And that's where we are right now. Our current stock market, everyone's talking about the market soaring under President Trump. Well, a soaring market is not always a good thing if the underlying value of the stocks is not there. And it is rather alarming to see the Dow Industrials keep going up and going up when the actual basket of corporations that make up the Dow Industrial Average are all reporting lower earnings. So there's something out of whack there. The problem is when there is a panic and a run, prices are going to fall back down until there is some support. The more the market is overvalued, the more disastrous the crash is going to be. And they're absolutely right. All right, we're going to take one phone call. Apparently, Mike Adams is on the line. Mike, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. It's great to join you.
Well, so what's going on?
Well, you know, a fan of our website, Natural News, which has been banned by Google, heard your show and said I should call in and catch up with you on this. So I'm calling in. Thanks for the coverage so far.
Well, I mean, I use your website as a resource all the time. I link to it all the time. I think it is a very important resource. And I think what Google has done just absolutely reveals that Google has decided they are now going to take over the job of controlling what people know about health and food and safety. And, of course, I'm telling all of my listeners, stop using Google anyway, because you're not the only website they've done this to, and start using non-Google search engines like Yandex in order to find the information you need to make good decisions.
That's great advice. I think what we're seeing right now is that, you know, elements of the deep state can't really censor you directly, but they can push the agenda out to corporations who will play with them, who, you know, who will do their bidding. And I think this is what we're seeing now with Google and, to some extent, you know, Facebook and Twitter and others. It's mass censorship. They're trying to shift people's view of what they see as reality so they can control that reality. But they're denying people access to real truth. That's the problem.
Okay, Mike, can you stay through the station identification? I'd like to take this into hour number two. All right, thanks a lot.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength.
Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.